This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
All right, it's that time of the week, one of our favorite times of the week. The Baconian Mongoose makes an entrance. There he is. Freshly bald, with a beard, freshly off vacation, fired up for the season, sitting in his car, as he often is for this interview. Why are you doing that, Brian? Are you at, you couldn't be at any event today, Steeler-wise. Why are you in your car?
The event of the day was my anniversary, so I just took lunch to my wife.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. Appreciate that, fellas.
What'd
nine
you have?
Years.
9 years. Awesome. Who was invited to your wedding?
Do you think, no one.
Media-wise.
Really notable. Yeah, no one notable media-wise, I don't think.
Haven't you made any friends
Nesbitt,
in this?
He was there.
Haven't you made any friends in this business yet? Stephen Nesbitt. Okay, that's a good one.
9 years ago, Joe, I don't think I was doing these radio interviews. Maybe, I guess. Was I covering Pitt then? I guess I was covering Pitt, but yeah, I wasn't necessarily rubbing elbows with a lot of the same people as I am now. But yeah, Stephen Nesbitt was actually in my wedding. He was a groomsman.
Wow. How about that? I never realized.
We had a groomsman Olympics with all my like close work friends to determine who would get the last spot. And Stephen came out on top.
We're on a bit of a delay here, I think, so we're going to continue to interrupt each other, which I actually don't mind.
Could I interrupt you real quick, Joe?
Please.
Were you invited to Donnie's wedding? Because
yeah.
According to Pony, the entire world has been invited to Donnie's wedding, including Joe and myself.
I don't think so, but if that's the case, that definitely squeezes out the small timers like myself.
Well, I thought that, and this might be a first in wedding history, that Donnie may have been actually taking a shot at limits with his invitation by not including a plus one, whereas lots of people got plus ones. Is Donnie just assuming limits won't have a plus one even by March or whenever this comes about, Brian?
I think that's there's multiple layers to that one. I think, first of all,
get Joe cracking up.
If you do have a big wedding and you have a lot of people invited, then yeah, I mean you're gonna have to skimp in certain areas. You can't just like do the whole courtesy plus one for everybody.
Yeah, Joe.
I also think that's become more of a modern thing, is you don't just assume that people need that plus one. You kind of have a good feeling of your friends and family who has a consistent, steady, better half that warrants an invite.
Best sports media wedding you've ever been to so far? Mine was probably Craig Riley's wedding, our boss here. Unbelievable. I was up near Oakmont, that neck of the woods up there, dancing, craziness, and a very moving ceremony, I might add, Brian.
Wonderful.
Well, Mike DeFabo and Jenna Harner's wedding was awesome last year. That was here in Pittsburgh. I've been to plenty of weddings in Pittsburgh. That was probably the best cookie table I've ever encountered. Mike's mom really went crazy on that. But Sam Werner, former Penguins beat writer for us at the Post-Gazette and Pitt football beat writer, I might add, one of my predecessors on that beat, his wedding was at Notre Dame.
Oh.
Because that's where he met his wife. And that's where he went. And we got to play football at Notre Dame. I think I've said this on the show. We got to play pickup football on the field because he was an alum and he was getting married there. That was incredible.
You have never told me that story, at least. That might be the all-time wedding limits. Did you go in the cafeteria there? Because the cafeteria is the same one they used in the Harry Potter movies, that giant cafeteria at Notre Dame. Did you get to eat in there?
That's where the reception was. Yeah, it was an awesome time.
This is incredible limits.
What a wedding. We rented
a South Bend mansion for the weekend, so there was like six or seven couples in there. I guess I'm really making the case for Sam's wedding as taking the cake there. And I don't want to give short shrift to Stephen Nesbitt's wedding. However, I was not there because I was covering Pitt-Penn State that day, football. And my boss at the time said, nope, tough beans. You wanted to be a beat writer. You don't get to skip this for your friend, both of our friends' wedding.
Oh, my God. That's a tough one.
That's harsh. That's
who was harsh. The boss at the time, Brian?
Michael Sansarino.
Wow. Michael Sansarino is the guy who brought me to the Post-Gazette from the Trib. That's a tough one, man.
Great guy.
Well, not that great if he's not letting you go to your best friend's wedding, for God's sakes.
We still rib each other about it to this day, and I don't know that either one of us would say we're best friends, Stephen and I, but yeah, I do remember that being a bit of a point of contention, a real behind-the-curtain look at PG Sports back then, and I remember making the case, hey, Craig Meyer is on the beat with me. He's more like the basketball side. I'm more of the football side. This isn't the first Pitt-Penn State game of the rejuvenated series, but it was the first in-state college. So, yeah, he kind of he drew a line in the sand, and I think I made it back for like the very, very end of like when people went out after Stephen's wedding, but I missed the actual ceremony and reception.
Limits, where do you fall on that one? And if you're the boss, do you draw a line at relatives? Like if this was Brian's brother getting married or something and he was the best man, does Sansarino have to let him go? What do you make of this?
And if that's not the case, then if I was Brian, I would just say, too bad, family, very important, and go and represent with your brother. It's your brother's wedding.
Does Sansarino let you go for a relative's wedding, Brian?
Yeah.
I'm in shock over this.
I think he would have. Honestly, I still talk to him all the time. We're still very good friends, and I do jag him about that. And it's good-natured, and we're all still friends, Stephen and I, too. So no harm, no foul, but it is a funny piece of our friendship lore, I guess, if you want to call it that.
Limits, could you ask Brian a couple of Steelers questions? I've become addicted to these little Amy's frozen dinners. They're the perfect size for me as I continue to try to lose weight, and it's getting cold, and I have about three more bites, so I'm going to eat that while you talk to Brian.
Brian, outside of Aaron Rodgers obviously being added, we just had Devin McCourty on the show, and I asked him what he thought was the biggest addition, or maybe so much subtraction with Minkah Fitzpatrick, out of DK Metcalf, Jalen Ramsey, Darius Slay, and losing Minkah, what's the most impactful of all those moves? Keeping quarterback out of it.
You're saying I was going to say you kind of have to separate those two.
Yeah.
I would say DK Metcalf because I think he's probably the best player out of all those guys in his current state, Minkah included. And I think you also have to factor George Pickens into that equation because the addition and presence of Metcalf made Pickens more expendable in the eyes of others, and they ultimately did move him to Dallas. So, yeah, I think kind of betting on DK to be that upgrade at the number one receiver position, washing your hands of the George Pickens era, if you will, and turning around and signing him to the biggest non-quarterback deal in team history. I mean, that is a lot invested in one man who I do think is very good, but now has very high expectations and a very harsh spotlight on him as he comes to Pittsburgh from Seattle.
Limits, are you familiar with these little Amy's frozen dinners?
No, I'm not. Are they good? They must be.
They're unbelievable.
Continue to go back and eat them.
Yeah, they're unbelievable. Remember the days, Brian, maybe you're not even old enough for this, where we called such things TV dinners? Brian? Is he frozen?
Yeah.
Now he's frozen, ironically.
He's good. Like the TV dinners.
He's frozen like the
TV dinners.
He's frozen like the dinner on our screen. This is unbelievable. Brian is frozen. Do you want to call him back, Limits?
The video's frozen, but I can still hear his audio.
I can't, and neither can anybody on the radio.
Well, he wasn't saying anything.
You can hear me, Limits?
Hear his audio if he wasn't saying anything?
Well, I could hear like the trees ruffling in the background.
You've arranged a bogus interview here. The technology is down.
I don't want to further bury the lead here. I just got a text from Sean Myers saying that he's going to be in a wedding with you next year. Brian, what's that all about?
Yeah, why didn't you tell us about that one? Now he's frozen again.
Yeah, that's true.
No, you're not.
You're good, Brian.
You're unfrozen.
Good.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
You're good. Go ahead. Talk.
Okay. Yeah, we have a mutual friend, Greg, that I went to Pitt with, and Sean plays hockey with. So, yeah, that'll be very fun next year, and I'm looking forward to, you know, really spending a lot of time with Sean Myers, and I'm sure you guys will come up as a topic of conversation.
But not as people to invite. Yeah. Brian, I'm reading your Post-Gazette chat, your Steelers chat, which came out yesterday, I think, if not today, and the first guy is called The Truth, and he says, I've never been less excited for a Steelers season. My opinion is the team is largely the same as last year. They just swapped a few faces, and no team in recent memory has ever screamed 9-8 prior to the start of the year. Do you agree with that? He said, what is there to look forward to?
Well, I mean, everybody can have their own opinions. Your mileage may vary on any move that your favorite team makes. If you just want to be a sycophant who thinks the Steelers are always right and they're pulling the wool over the eyes of any team that they're competing against or trading with, then okay, that's your prerogative. If you want to be a perpetual wet blanket, maybe like our guy The Truth, or woman The Truth in the Steelers chat, then that's also your call. But I think that's a bit reductive in terms of his or her question. But I will say this much, kind of, I guess, getting to what he was commenting on there. I don't really feel like any of these moves vault the Steelers into AFC contender status, but it all, like, I'm still going to predict 10-7. I just feel more confident that they'll get to that 10 win mark. And that's sort of a bleak place to be, but I think that's where they are.
What do you think is the one thing we're not talking about, Brian, leading into training camp that's not getting enough attention?
You know, I think I made this point on our podcast yesterday for the Post-Gazette. It's like the rookies are almost under the radar right now because of all of the outside acquisitions of veterans via free agency and trade. But Derek Harmon and Caleb Johnson certainly are going to play large roles on this team. I think Jack Sawyer will be a situational guy in certain game plans and matchups. So, you know, those guys are flying under the radar more than they typically would, I suppose. But also the punter competition. How much will that be a competition between Cam Johnston and Corliss Waitman? I know it's like a lot of people have asked me, and I think someone said it in the chat, there's not many quote-unquote position battles this year, but I think you could argue that's one of them, is those two guys against each other wouldn't be a battle at all if Cam Johnston wasn't coming off of a major injury, but he is. Waitman punted well, so we'll see how that all plays out.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If we've reached the point where we're talking punter battles, I think we need to veer off course here, Brian, once again. Brian Batko of the Post-Gazette is in his car on his 9th wedding anniversary, taking time to talk to us because he's a very good man. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Limits, do you have the little clip where Cam Hayward seemed very unhappy with Donnie Football for not including Cam higher on Donnie's list of top 10 Steelers of this quarter century? How long is this? Can we play it for Brian?
This is a minute, and this is what Cam had to say, because Pony had him third.
That's what I like to hear from the guy ahead is the third best player of the last 25 years in Steelers history.
Why am I not the first?
Well, I went Ben 1 and Troy 2.
So?
So what's wrong with that?
I love it.
Put that in your file.
Please, yeah. Please.
Pony has me third.
Yeah.
We need a tweet of you writing something down. We'll all know what it was.
Oh, he's going to put me in the file then.
Not invited to a wedding.
That's right.
Wow. I had you eighth. I had you top 10.
Name them.
Guys ahead of you?
Oh, boy. I think one of these I know, and it's going to piss him off. Come on, name them.
I don't know which one you're implying.
You'll get to it eventually.
I think number four is going to set him off.
I think number four might set him off.
Harrison was 7, Watt was 6, Hines was 5, Faneca was 4.
Oh, no. Okay, not the one I
3
thought.
Was A.B.
That. 2
was Troy.
Why was I supposed to react to the A.B. one?
Well, didn't you say something on Twitter about I'll see you when you're in Pittsburgh again?
Yeah, because he was...
He was being an idiot.
Yeah,
he was at flight risk.
He was at the time.
Yeah, it still is, I think.
I don't know. But I don't have a problem with the list. Those are all my teammates. Most of them are all my teammates, which is crazy enough.
How about that? That leads us to this, and I love the fact that Cam, he's like, yeah, AB was being an idiot, but he also challenged Donnie there. Right now, live, Brian, I want you and I and our dear friend City Limits, not our top 10, that would be a bit cumbersome, our top 5 Steelers since the year 2000, in other words, this quarter century, here in the year 2025. I want, in order, your top 5 Steelers, and you'll find that it's not easy. And here are mine, because I did this before the show. Limits, I'm sure you've been working on this if you haven't already talked about it during one of your many shows. The only guy who has more shows on this station is Jason Mackey, for God's sakes. You're on every night. Yes.
Me?
Yes, you're on every weekend all the time, I hear you.
I haven't had a solo show in like a month, Joe, but I do this Saturday. I'll be hosting Bucko Talk.
All right, here's my top 5 in order. You guys ready? Ben, Troy, Ben, Troy, TJ, Hines, maybe a surprise selection at 4, but I would be an awful hypocrite if I didn't put Hines that high, because I think he belongs in the Hall of Fame. And I've said many times that I've never seen a better all-around football player than Hines Ward. I don't think there's a play in the playbook that they could call during his career that he wasn't somehow involved in. Unbelievably great player. Ben, Troy, TJ Hines, and Alan Faneca. My apologies to Cam. He's in my top 10. He's 7th, but he's not in my top 5. Alan Faneca had 6 first-team All-Pro nominations, 6 of them. Limits, can you name the only 3 Steelers, other ones in history, who had at least 6 first-team All-Pro nominations? Wrong.
Rob Woodson.
Wrong.
Jack Lambert.
Yes.
Mel Blount.
Wrong.
Joe Green.
Wrong.
Franco Harris. Wrong.
Wrong. Dermoni Dawson.
You say a name.
Dermoni Dawson, Jack Ham, Jack Lambert, and Alan Faneca. So I'm not ashamed, Brian. In fact, I'm proud of my top five. Ben Troy, TJ Hines, and Alan Faneca. What is yours, Limits? Why don't you tell Brian that in order?
Thank you. Mine is Ben 1, Troy 2, TJ Watt 3. So, Joe, you and I have the same in regards there. I have Antonio Brown 4, just because of how dominant of a force he was for such a long period of time. And if he didn't go off the rails, he'd be in the Hall of Fame.
He went off the rails and he quit on his team, and Hines Ward would never do that.
And he ran off the field with Tampa.
In terms of sheer football ability, yes, AB, but Hines is on my list of Steelers. Who's 5th?
And I have Faneca 5th, just because, you know, he's already a Hall of Famer. I think Hines should be in, but Faneca more of a slam dunk than Hines Ward, and I think that that matters.
All right, so you basically replaced Hines with AB.
Correct.
I understand that. Brian, give me your top 5 in order.
George Pickens, Chase Claypool, Deontay Johnson, Martavis Bryant.
Not your top 5 wide receivers.
Marcus Wheaton.
Who quit on the team. No, that's a different category.
Sammy Coates.
Remember when Sammy Coates had 10 broken fingers at once, Brian?
No, that was before my time. I wasn't paying attention to the Steelers quite on the granular Sammy Coates finger injury level back then. But all right. My top 5, and yeah, we're just doing this off the top of the head because you didn't give me any heads up for this, which is fine. I just say that because I reserve the right to change my mind.
Sure.
If a compelling argument presents itself. Ben 1, Troy 2. I think that's a consensus among us three. Close to a consensus for a lot of Steelers supporters and followers and media members. I'm going to differ from you guys and put Alan Faneca 3rd.
That's fine.
Because I think he's got longevity on his side, and I think based on those, what was it, 6 all pros you said, Joe?
6 first team
all
pros.
That shows that he was, I mean, that's absurd. And it shows that he was arguably the best player at his position for quite a while. And I'm going 4th, TJ Watt. He's got an AFC defensive player, he's got an NFL defensive player of the year award. That tells you he was the best player at his position. So what I'm getting at here is, oftentimes in these debates, which can go a lot of different ways or very subjective, I tend to lean and weigh a little bit more heavily what you were at your peak, when you were your greatest. I know that longevity matters too, but I think that more emphasis should be put on what you were when you were at the height of your powers, because that's what people ultimately remember, the moments, the games, the seasons when you were that superhero. All that said, I'm going James Harrison 5th.
Mm.
I'll differ from you guys on that one.
So who did you leave out? You left out Hines and AB, right?
And Cam. I would have Cam 7th like you would, Joe. And I hate to do it, but I'd probably put AB 6th.
Wait a second. What was your top 5 again? Just list them, because now I got confused.
Ben, Troy, Faneca, Watt, Debo.
Okay, and I completely respect both of your choices there. Debo was a phenomenal player. I'll tell you who's in my bottom 5 there. From 5 through 10, I have AB, Cam, James Harrison, and Pouncey, but there's somebody before even Harrison and Pouncey, and people might think I'm crazy. I think this guy is the most underrated Steeler maybe in the history of the franchise. I think he was a great, great player. He was the leader of their defense. He was great against the pass. He was great against the run.
I know who you're going to go with.
He even rushed the passer. He was 2nd to Ed Reed 1 year in Defensive Player of the Year. I'm going with the Farrier Pigeon.
Yep.
James Farrier as my number 8 Steeler this quarter century.
That's a good pick.
What do you think, Brian?
Yeah, no offense to James Farrier, but he is one of those guys who I'd have to sit down and really look at all the numbers and the stats more for an exercise such as this. But yeah, I can't dismiss him out of hand at all. And he was such a key piece. You know, when you weigh the careers and resumes of a lot of these guys who you have to basically nitpick them to even try to sort through them, the ultimate team success, the whole rings with a Z argument does have to factor in to some extent. So James Farrier has that to his name, no doubt.
Are we? We're leaving off Bettis. Is that because the height of his powers were in the 90s?
I think so. He still had some great years. He's up there for sure. I'll tell you who else is up there. The people will laugh. Is Lamar Woodley, the greatest postseason sack artist in NFL history. Go ahead and look it up.
Yeah, what do you have, two in the Super Bowl against the Cardinals?
He's averaged more sacks per game than anybody in history in the postseason, including Lawrence Taylor, Bruce Smith, anybody you want to name. How about that, Brian?
Yeah, then you start to get into like the smallish sample size type of stuff. But yeah, you got to be at your best when you're in big games. So, you know, depending on how much, you know, stock that you put into those types of things, then yeah, you get some of those, call them hipster candidates to make a push for these top five, top 10, top 25 lists.
James Ferrier may be the greatest free agent signing. There's others, of course. Thank you, Brian. Happy anniversary, my friend.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you, guys. See ya.
Bye. There he goes. Seems like he would be a nice, family man, doesn't it? Limits, good father, good husband, all of that.
Wonderful man. One of my favorites. He's become a friend.
Has he really? Like, you socialize with him?
No, but I should socialize with him more.
Yeah. So will you define friend how?
Well, we'll text back and forth about things we hear on the show or any other random thing that comes up.
Yeah, that makes sense. I like that.
Did you know that Lamar Woodley was the only player to have a sack in Super Bowl 43 for the Steelers?
No, I didn't, but I do remember him sacking Kurt Warner in that game to basically seal the game. Am I right about that, Lennox?
That's correct.
Yes,
you know,
I
the
am
only
right
player that had a sack in the game for Arizona?
Wrong.
Do you know?
The big dude in the middle. Dockett.
The big dude. Darnell Dockett had three sacks.
Did he really in that game?
Yeah.
I mean, he was going up against, who was Sean, McVay.
Wasn't Jeff Harding's the center?
No. It was Sean. Sean somebody.
Sean.
Yeah. I forget his name.
Chris Kimuatu, was he out there?
Yes, he was. The fact that Ben won a Super Bowl with an offensive line of Sean
Myers
plus what was his name? Can you look his name up? He played for he wasn't very good. I think it was Willie Colon.
Sean McHugh.
What?
At tight end.
That's not who I'm talking about.
The offensive line was Max Starks, Chris Kimuatu, Justin Hartwig,
Darnell Stapleton,
and Willie Colon.
Justin Hartwig. You're right about that. I was thinking of Sean Mahan. He was later.
Yeah.
Read that again. Ben won a Super Bowl. And then, no offense to these guys, some of them were really good players. But Ben won a Super Bowl with this line. Read it again.
Max Starks at left tackle. Chris Kimuatu at left guard. Justin Hartwig was the center. Darnell Stapleton at right guard. And Willie Colon at right tackle.
I mean, that's a testament to Ben's greatness. So I went back and looked at Lamar Woodley just to make sure. We had him. Remember, were you here when he called in the show? Because we were talking about this?
No.
Here's what you need to know, Limits. The top five playoff sack leaders of all time. You ready?
I'm ready.
This was 2 years ago. I don't know if anybody's passed anybody here. Willie McGinnis. 18 games, 16 sacks. Pretty good, huh?
Impressive.
Bruce Smith, 20 games, 14 and a half sacks. Not bad.
One of the best ever.
Not enough in the Super Bowl, Bruce. Terrell Suggs, 17 games, 12 and a half sacks. Pretty good, right?
More than I thought.
Reggie White, he was pretty good.
A little bit.
19 games, 12 sacks. You know who's fifth on that list all time?
Lamar Woodley.
8 games, 11 sacks.
Wow.
What do you notice about his numbers that you don't notice about the other guys? Wrong. More sacks than games.
Yeah, and he
More
has a championship.
More sacks than games. Kevin Green had 1.5 sacks in 6 playoff games with the Steelers. Great player, don't get me wrong, of course. T.J. Watt has, I think, 1 sack in 5 or 4 playoff games with the Steelers.
Correct.
Okay, so let's give this dude his due for all time. And I know he signed that contract and maybe got, well, he probably ate too much after that. Doesn't take away what he did. It does not take away what he did. Sacks per game go like this in NFL history. And it wasn't like Lamar Woodley played 3 playoff games and the numbers are skewed. He played 8. Lamar Woodley, number 1 of all time. So don't forget him putting Phil Rivers on the ground and Joe Flacco on the ground and Kurt Warner on the ground. Do not forget that guy in Steeler history, because when the games were most important, he was legendary, is what he was. Because I just mentioned Bruce Smith, Reggie White. This dude's ahead of Charles Haley in terms of that. Charles Haley was a great, he was known as the Robert Horry of the NFL. He played 21 playoff games and had 11 sacks. Lamar Woodley played 8 and had 11 sacks. I don't know why I'm ranting on that limits. We have a brief.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.